Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Be nice. It'd be nice to just, you know, change things up a little bit here. But regardless, the Fan Bud Light Tailgate Show with Jonathan Peterlin is live from the Neon Room at MGM Northfield Park this Sunday, starting at 10 a.m. through kickoff at 1 p.m. Daryl Ryder will join the show starting at 10:30 with all the latest updates with the team, injury updates, and more. Make the Fan Bud Light Tailgate Show part of your game day routine on the radio home of the Cleveland Browns, 92.3 The Van, presented by Valley Automotive Group, the Buckeye Law Group, and Sal's Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer. Get details at 92.3thefan.com. While we're having the conversation there, Spence, about whether or not the Browns can legitimately say, without any sarcasm or throwing anybody under the bus, have they done everything they could to make it work with Deshaun Watson? Mary Kay was on with the Morning Boys today, and I thought it was a great interview. And I heard a lot of passion from Mary Kay on this very subject, not this exact topic, but Deshaun and making it work. And you know, Mary Kay kind of hinted and kind of went into the idea of making Deshaun a functional quarterback again.
If this season is going to be over, what you still need to determine is, what is the future for Deshaun Watson in Cleveland? And you might have to find that out by continuing to play him and seeing exactly what he is and what he can do, so you can make smart and wise decisions for your future. What they have to do right now is help him become a functional quarterback. And he was that in the Raiders game. He was a functional quarterback that you can win games with. And that's what they have to find out. Can he be that, or is he not that anymore? And so you have to continue to gather your data and figure these things out. And you might have to try some different things to try to wake that up or inspire him. Maybe you have to try some kind of a different scheme. Maybe you have to try some different personnel. But what you need to know is he finished? Is he done? And if you bench him right now, you are basically saying he is done. We cannot win any games with him. He is dysfunctional or non-functional. We cannot get the job done with him. And I don't think they're at that point yet. I also don't think they're at the point where they think that they have a better alternative right now that would fix this problem. It is a systemic problem. Maybe if they can fix some of the things around him, they can see, and none of us know yet if it'll work, but they can see if Deshaun Watson can be more functional than he has been to this point. So I think these are some of the things that they have to think about.
So just to start with the line there, if the season is over, you have to find out what you have in Deshaun. Do you agree or disagree with that? What was that?
I listened to this interview live, and I was as infuriated then as I was hearing it back now. And it's not. It's not because of Mary Kay. The points that Mary Kay is making are very, very valid. What my problem is I thought this season was supposed to be about winning. The entire answer she just gave you was a lot of, well, they have to figure out what they have in Deshaun. We've been doing that for 2 years. For 2 years, we've been wondering what we have in Deshaun. If we don't know now, what was the point of this season? Like, this was just another season of figuring out what you had in Deshaun? And how many games does it take to find out, oh, he's the guy or he's not the guy? You're 1-4.
He's played 17 games in 3 years, by the way.
If you lose this weekend, you'll be 1-5. Well, at what point is it enough to be like, all right, well, now we know that he's not going to be able to help us win games.
He's played 17 games, Spencer.
I understand, but you're...
Stop making it about 2 years.
Your season is going down the tubes as fast as...
The season does not matter if you don't have an answer on Deshaun.
So it's not about winning then. So this season... forget it.
Real
this season's done.
Real
and
quick.
This season is only about Deshaun Watson from here on out. We don't care if they win games anymore.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Because that's also what we asked at the beginning of the season was, is this season more about Deshaun or is this season more about winning? Everyone said, well, if he can be functional and he can win games, that's all I care about. I don't care about the stats. And now here we are saying, like, well, actually, we need to see what he can do to know if he can be a quarterback for this team in the future. So we're all just conceding now that that's what it's about. It's not about winning anymore.
Yeah, because it changed. When you started 1-4 because of bad coaching, bad leadership, bad play by Deshaun, bad blocking, bad catching, bad defense, undisciplined defense, chest-pounding defense, yeah, the numbers have changed. It shouldn't. It should still be about winning, but it's not because they're not seriously pursuing winning because they're not fixing the things they need to.
But they're also not to make the simplest change they can make to try to inject some sort of life into an offense that has looked like it hasn't had a pulse would be, let's put a different quarterback out there and try.
That's such an easy low-hanging fruit thing to say. That's such an easy...
So what else is the answer then?
Is Deshaun the only reason they're not winning?
No, but you can't...
No.
I'm not saying
it's... Is Deshaun not the only reason?
But what else can you change? You're going to change more offensive linemen? They have... It's a freaking musical chairs every single week.
No, see, this is the problem. It is, well, you don't have anything... You can't fix the O-line. You can't fix the run game. You can't fix the defense. You can't do this. You can't have leaders lead. So, well, just screw Deshaun anyways. It's 17 games. I hear what you're saying. I'm as frustrated as you are. I really am. I don't want to be having these conversations. But this idea of just bench Deshaun and somewhere over the rainbow we'll figure it out, that's delusional thinking because it ain't just Deshaun. I wish it was. I wish on everything it was because I'd be here pounding the drum with you, bench his ass. It ain't about that. Because here's the thing. You think it's bleak now? Wait until you lose with Jameis Winston or wait till you lose with DTR. All right? And then you have to entertain the idea of going back to Deshaun. So yes, this season started out, winning was more important than Deshaun. And then you embarrassed yourself on national TV against Dallas. And then he came back after the Jaguars game. And you embarrassed yourself in the Giants game. You embarrassed yourself in the Raiders game. So I hear what you're saying. And I do think that there's a myriad of changes that they could do, whether that's Ken Dorsey, whether that's Kevin giving up the play calling duty, whether that's leaning more into pre-snap motion, regardless of the O-line, however it is. There's a million things that you could do differently. But the idea that Deshaun is the only thing because, well, nothing else is working, that's where you cannot... It's $230 million. This is not even about this year anymore. This is about the future direction of the Cleveland Browns. And you have to exhaust, whether we like it or not, you have to exhaust every single minute of this season trying to get anything and everything. Pound your head against the wall to see if you can get anything out of Deshaun. And it feels bleak. It's going to feel bleak. That's the point. Because you're up, but you know, Nick, a creek. Deshaun's the only paddle.
But it's not that simple, though, because they invested so much money. It's not because it's not just the money they invested in Deshaun. They invested money in keeping Nick Chubb around. They invested money in keeping Amari Cooper around.
And
they
none of it matters if Deshaun doesn't work out.
I understand, but they invested so much money in this team to be a team that was actually competing in the playoffs and doing things. And next, like off of last year, you made the playoffs.
You are living in the preseason here.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're living in things that we cared about 5 weeks ago. Your reality changed. How is that not obvious?
Because I still
are you pissed that the reality's changed?
Because I still believe at 1-4, there is a chance at 1-4 that you could salvage something this season.
What's but
if you
that
go
look
out,
like?
If you go out another week, and the offense looks the same with the same quarterback with the same problems and everything that's been bad, now you're 1-5. Now you're talking about like, okay, the season might actually be over. Like you got no shot now. And if you do it again the next week, then it really is over because you're up to now what, 6 wins, 6 losses, and then you. Digging yourself out of that hole is nearly impossible. I'm just saying, like, you have a chance here. And maybe it doesn't just have to be Deshaun. Maybe it could be Kevin Stefanski gives up the play calling and they put Jameis Winston out there. I don't know. But everything that they're doing right now isn't working. And they're not changing a damn thing. So if the strategy is just, well, let's just keep trying the same old thing over and over again, what's Einstein's definition of insanity? Trying the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. You're not going to get anything different. It's going to be the same.
I'm glad that you mentioned that.
We just thrown in the towel on winning and trying to do anything this season. Cool. Great. See you in 2025. Like we said, Super Bowl, Super Browns, 2026.
No, that's just, come on.
Let's go Trevor Sanders. You will be there in 2026.
You are conflating a million things with that. Your reality in the preseason is no longer what your reality is now. Get over it. Grow up. I'm sorry. Nobody wants to hear this. But because here's the thing. There's not a lot of truth-telling, I think, going on in Berea. Because if there is, maybe guys would be playing harder right now. Hey, Miles, you don't like Deshaun? I don't care.
I think I am telling the truth. The truth is, it's not about winning anymore.
Okay. But then why are you upset about it? If the
because
goal,
this season was supposed to be about that. And they're not even trying to change that fact.
You
or change the fact that they can change
if
the season.
Everything in the NFL is always about winning. It's not. It's not. It's
That's
an illusion.
That's what every fan told me. They said, I don't care about Deshaun's numbers. It's about winning. That's all they say.
We're talking big picture here. We always act like everything's about winning in the NFL. It's not. Sometimes it's about finding out what you have in players or finding
but
out trying to.
That was supposed to be what the last 3 years were. You were supposed to know by now.
Listen, there are certain parts of this that the Browns have no control over. Namely, Deshaun's health. Namely, Deshaun's mental state coming off all the crap that he went through. Namely, the fact that Deshaun played.
Well, that should have been something you thought about when you traded for him.
Namely, Deshaun playing 6 games 2 years ago. Those are things the Browns cannot and could not really control. The things they can control is the players you put around Deshaun, making sure that Deshaun is 100% comfortable. And to this point, if you've put him in an offense that doesn't suit his skills, you haven't done it. So if you want to be pissed at the Browns. But this is a culmination. See, I think I think what people wanted this to be the culmination of 3 years' work, where finally everything sets in place, and by God, they go off, and Deshaun's great, and the team's great, and everything's pretty, and everything's hunky-dory, and we can finally get back to just winning. I get it. That was the best-case scenario. It hadn't been the best-case scenario. And where you are, this idea of save the season, guys, they're not doing a damn thing unless Deshaun helps them do it. Jameis Winston is going to be a short-term remedy unless DTR turns out to be Brock freaking Purdy, which I think that's pretty much magical thinking. But we got to stop weaponizing what we wanted it to be. It's not. It's not. And this
cure-all. But that's also the point, though, Nick. The point, like, the fact that it's not is the whole reason why everyone points and says, from the start, this Deshaun Watson thing has been a disaster.
Yeah, but
that's why,
but again,
that becomes the low-hanging fruit.
What is that good? Really, really quickly, what good does that do? Well, it was a disaster and this was never going to work out, so just, no, you're in the bleep. So you got to work your way out of the bleep. And the only way you work your way out of the bleep is running Deshaun out there every Sunday. It sucks. I'm not telling you it doesn't suck. I'm not telling you he doesn't suck. Because on Sunday, oh boy, howdy, did he suck. But this magical thinking that someone's here, that Santa Claus is here to save you, and his name is Jameis Winston, or listen, even firing Ken Dorsey. Guys, I get it. I wish there was a card to play that all of a sudden bad feelings gone.
But
that's
my,
not...
Okay, but my problem isn't that there's not... That you're saying, I wish there was a card to play that fixed everything. I'm not saying that any of the things that we're talking about does save the season. I'm just saying the fact that they're not even trying any of those things is what's infuriating.
Yeah, but you pointed that the thing that they should do is the easy thing, which is benching Deshaun.
But then I added to that and I said, I don't care if it's start Jameis Winston and give Ken Dorsey the play calling, or fire Ken Dorsey and change the quarterback and change a bunch of different things, or trade for Devontae Adams. I don't care what the assortment of cards that they could play would look like, but they're not trying anything. They're just saying, we're sticking with Deshaun. We're sticking with everything the same. It's about us executing. Well, guess what? You're not executing. So the same problems persist. That's my problem.
Yeah, well, in coaching, and a good coaching, a good coach will take care of some of that, by the way. Listen, we got to stop using words like want. None of us want any of this. Mullins on Twitter, you want to stick with this? I don't want to. It's not about want. We, as adults, we every day, there's a lot of things I want. There's a lot of things I need, and there's a lot of things I have to do. The Browns are in a thing I have to do. The Browns are in need mode. Yeah, it's not winning. Yeah, it sucks, but here's where we are. This is the culmination of their decisions, and dumb decisions don't get you any closer to salvation. All the phone lines will be back with you guys here. But if they don't bench Deshaun Watson, are the Browns conceding this season? 92-3 the Fan.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter.
This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.